community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Here at Indie Tracks, I'm with three quarters of Desperate Journalists. We've got Joe, Rob and Simon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Well, always got to start the interview by saying something polite, but you were fantastic. I just seen you set about an hour ago and it was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're really enjoying it.
That wasn't a question, by the way.
was it your first time?
It was actually the first time that I've seen you playing live. Yeah. So when I heard you were playing here, I thought I won't go to any other gigs. I'll just come to this one, which
cool.
I thought was good time management and everything. But yeah. But it was, you know, the shed was absolutely full up. I've seen gigs in metal sheds before and sometimes the sound isn't very good, but the sound was brilliant.
Yeah, we're really pleased. And so
I don't think we could tell if it was good, but
it was loud. I was pleased with how loud it was, but yeah, it was a bit of a blur. It always is.
It was a good set. Now the album's been out, it's been out ages now, hasn't it? It came out at the end of last year, didn't it? Is that
right? I think the beginning of this year.
It came out digitally, I think.
January?
Something like January, and then the vinyl and stuff came out a month or two later, so it's probably been out about 6 months. Really.
Oh, okay, yeah, I noticed that. I noticed the little booklet which you get when you come to the festival said January. My record showed November, so I better check my sources.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's been going pretty well. You've been playing quite a lot of gigs, touring it.
Yeah, we did a mini tour a few months ago, which was really fun, and we're doing possibly another tour later on in the year.
October. Yeah. In fact, that'll be announced soon. So
yeah,
we're touring in October, just the UK.
So. Okay. Any gigs lined up yet? Anything confirmed, or is it still being booked?
Yeah, it's going to be. We're going to be supporting another band. We can't. We probably can't say. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
but
we can't say who it is.
Did you say Finland?
Yes.
It's not Lordi.
It's not Lordi. I would love that so much. But yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, October, and there's going to be a new EP in the pipeline around about the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you've been keeping busy. You're not resting on your laurels.
We're not, doing lots of writing.
Yeah, I'm bored of the album already.
Well, if you're playing it every day, and I can understand you being bored with it, but no one else should be bored with it. Okay, now, just going to go back to the beginning. Probably should have asked it at the beginning, so we'll start again. This is going to be a boring question because you probably answered it loads and loads of time, and I already know the answer, but for the benefit of our listeners, Desperate Journalist, why did you choose that as a name?
I think Rob or Simon can answer
this. Okay, I'll answer
this.
Okay, where the name comes from is there was a Cure song, Grinding Halt, that they did a John Peel session, and in which Robert Smith changed the lyrics of the song to, he was quoting a review by Paul Morley, and it was a kind of bitter, sarcastic sort of...
Yeah, and we're basically bitter and sarcastic people, so we identified with it.
So the song was called Desperate Journalists in Ongoing Meaningful
review Situation.
Okay.
And when we were thinking of a band name, that was one that Joe suggested sort of every now and again. We couldn't decide on one, and in the end we thought, actually, yes.
Yeah.
It's a memorable name. So you're really anti-desperate journalists because you don't like desperate journalists rather than pro-desperate journalists?
No, I think it's more like it's a combination of self-deprecation and also bitterness, which we'd like.
Yeah. If you can combine the hatred of yourself with hatred of other people, then that's all good for me.
I like some other people. But...
Yeah, but journalists, really.
Well, I don't get paid, so I'm not a journalist. So you can say what you like about them. Okay, so you're here, we're at Indie Tracks, and you're going further up the country tomorrow. You're going to be at Tramlines, and have you been to I haven't been to Tramlines before. Is it like Indie Tracks with trams instead of trains?
No, I think it's more like a Sheffield Camden Crawl. There's loads of little venues, loads of stuff going on. We're playing.
Is there? We've been to Sheffield a bunch of times, and it's a really great place. I've always quite liked the city, but since we're going up, we played a few gigs there, and there's a bunch of people who seem to like us and come and see us. And so, yeah, it's a really good place.
It's a little bit of a East London scene kind of thing, is it, up there?
Not so much. It's just, it's much nicer and better than
It's a bit like East London, but with more pasties.
So you're playing one specific venue tomorrow?
Yeah, we're playing the Crystal Stage at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
I don't know it, but it sounds like I've just got vision of the Crystal Maze now in the glass cabinet with all the bits of paper flying about.
Indoor garden in Sheffield, which I love. It's great.
I think it's a bit like that, but with a clear roof.
Yeah. It's like playing in a greenhouse.
Okay, I'm going to ask about side projects, because I know, Joe, that you've got side projects going on the go, and Simon, you've been in so many bands, nobody can keep count. So, and Rob, I don't know, so is there any side projects going? Because some of them have featured on the station before, haven't they?
I used to be in a band called Violet Hours, which was a synth pop thing, but that's now sadly disbanded. I didn't write any of the songs for it, but it was really good sort of pop outfit. And I also am occasionally in a Duran Duran tribute band called Joanne Joanne. It's an all-female.
Which has performed a session for us a couple of years ago. You came down to Brentwood and recorded it. And we still play it on the station, and people still comment on it, which is nice.
Excellent.
They're still going then, Joanne Joanne, yeah?
It kind of is, though I've sort of taken a bit of a backseat for me, because like there's more gigs with Desperate Journalist now. But yeah, we have hopes to do some like more bigger gigs in the future, definitely.
Yeah, how about you, Simon? Anything else going on?
To be honest, I'm mainly just in this band now. This is the priority. I occasionally play with my friend Dexy, but pretty much it's just Desperate Journalist.
I put too much into this band to ever consider any other band.
Brand loyalty, it's brilliant.
Well, kind of. I just don't have enough time to do anything. I can't be in another band. I can't write songs for another band. I can't be in another band. I've no interest in it. Like, this is the band for me.
Perfect. Well, you could do a lot worse.
This is the band for me as well.
Me too.
I like that. Complete endorsement. I like that. Well, and Kaz would say the same if she was here as well, but of course, she's on the verge still. We got the gig tomorrow, and then you've got the EP later in the year, and more writing, recording, more albums.
I mean, there's nothing really to say about the second album yet, because we're not there yet, but we're just, you know, getting a few ideas and songs together. Yeah. I mean, it'll be a while. Really, the focus at the moment is the EP, which will be like October or November-ish.
So the EP is going to be like heavier and softer at the same time. So it's going to be, I think, a bit different to the first album, but not like discernibly different. But it's kind of, I think it's the two extremes of what we did on the album, the first EP. I think the second album, I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff written, and we've kind of been working towards it. We're not there yet, as Simon says.
Okay, well, we will look forward to playing it on Phoenix FM. So Joe, Simon and Rob, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.